doing the dishes for a second, just listening. It's just a second. Come over to the TV. Just look. I'm going to show you what starts off looking like a normal news coverage clip from today on MSNBC. But watch Katie Turr on the right side of your screen here. Just watch.
He's been hammering Hillary Clinton, and he was hammering her before she gave her press conference recently for hiding. It's important to note that Hillary Clinton has given, and this stage is falling apart behind us. You can see this. Anyway,
Katie Turr sort of admirably handling the unexpected there, as the news gods prove to us once more that they may or may not have a sense of humor, but they definitely do write poetry. In this case, with event drapes and American flags, nobody was hurt. This was the poetically fitting end to Donald Trump's disastrous press conference in Washington today, where he caved. He collapsed like that stage. He reversed himself. He inexplicably stopped believing something he has purported to believe for years without any explanation. As soon as he said that, he then ran away without taking questions, even though he and his campaign had billed this as a press conference. Donald Trump today tried to say that he has not been promoting the idea that President Obama is secretly foreign for years now. He said today that he finished that years ago in 2011 when President Obama produced his birth certificate. I should say what you're seeing here, all these clips on your screen right now are him promoting that idea since then, since 2011. He also today tried to blame this whole thing on Hillary Clinton. He tried to say it was her racist conspiracy theory about President Obama and not his.